She a bad mama jumper. She a bougie chick, and she bad. She keep her hair and nails burned while you might. She a bougie chick, and she bad. She keep her hair and nails done. Why you mad?
Hey, my queen and moms, it's Chrissy, and I am back with another dose of MQ Mommy Motivation for you ladies. This podcast is all about motivating moms to be the best you that you can be. Make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Breaker, Google Play, Anchor, and all other platforms. So, last week we discussed my secret tip number 2 on how to overcome lack of motivation, and that was to take action. Did my mommies take any action? You got 2 options. Yes, no, If you did, you're in the right direction of overcoming the lack of motivation. Give yourself a pat on the back, a round of applause, and if you didn't, then I'm holding you accountable. That's the problem. We don't have enough people holding us accountable, and you need to get it done. Now, tip number 3, lift your spirit. There are so many things you can do to give your spirit a boost. There's praying. You can read a scripture. Look up some motivational quotes. Jot down a couple affirmations that make you feel good about yourself. Call on one of your friends, or you can simply just take a walk alone. And I say alone because I know if you're a mom, those kids follow your every move. At least I know mine do. But another thing that I've actually found helpful, call me crazy, is essential oils. I was introduced to essential oils back in 2018. And sis, I love it. I absolutely love how calming it makes me feel, how relaxed it makes me feel, and those smells, oh my gosh, those smells, okay? That's a different type of calm. Now, when I first tried it, I was like, you know, how a little smell like this make me feel so at ease? I clean with Fabuloso, I do the boiling on the stove, you know, all that good smelling stuff. I wipe my surface down, you know, I love a good smelling house. But this is different. And I say that it's different because I did my research on it. An aroma inhaled causes the olfactory bulb to send messages to the limbic of the brain, which activates memories and emotions. It takes like 22 seconds for inhaled oil to reach the brain, and it's like super quick. And then the system supports a variety of functions, including adrenaline flow, emotions, behavior, motivation, and long-term memory. And I'm saying all this to say, we juggle a lot. Juggling all the chaos that goes on in our heads, the demands, the running around, the mental load of being a mommy. Sometimes you just need a pick-me-up to lift your spirits. The act of taking a few minutes and doing what it takes to lift your spirit is a form of self-care, especially for my queen and mommies. So if a good smelling house makes your motivation kick into gear, then make sure your house smells like there is no other good smelling house in this world. Listen, when I tell you just the other day I was so short-fused with my kids, I had literally zero patience for my baby's bullshit. And I just couldn't shake it. I don't know if maybe I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, or if I was a little stressed, or I was just getting a cold or something. Whatever the cause of my funk was, I had to get it together. I couldn't allow myself to feel bad. And it happens to the best of us. And I refused to keep beating myself up about being human and having bad days. I had to take a moment, lift my spirit, get my essential oils going, you know, clean my house a little bit, and I had to honor my feelings. I had to sit and think. I couldn't just bury the funk and pretend that that feeling wasn't there. I knew that that would only create a pressure cooker type of situation. My kids and my man don't want a pressure cooker type of situation with me. And then I explode later. That's the ugly side of me. So instead, I had to allow myself to feel my emotions without judgment. We all experience a range of feelings in our lives as a normal part of human experience. You can't blame yourself for being human. We are human. Outside of being moms, we are human. Accept that it's totally normal and okay to you for you to feel the way you do. Take a few moments to be the observer and just notice yourself. Start using journals and write. Start talking to your friends or step out of the comfort zone and make new mommy friends that can relate and ease the chaos in your mind. Take a moment, reflect, maybe even book a venting session. You know, I am going to be accepting appointments to book your motivational/venting session with me. Let me into your world and vice versa. I want to be there for you. I want to help you help me. And y'all don't even know that. But let me help you so you can help me. Help each other motivate one another so we can be the best moms that we can be, the best woman that we can be. All right, my queens, that is a wrap. Tune in next Monday for all the mommy motivation your heart's desire. Thank you, my queen and sisters, for tuning in to MQ Mommy Motivation Podcast. Don't forget to follow me on IG at Chrissy_Alexandra and at Mothers Queenin'. And don't forget to join us on Facebook, Mothers Queenin'. I'm outie.